We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Chesam Beis, and we are beginning around 8 lines from the top. The first words on the line is Machloikes Shmamino, and in the middle of that line. So we had in the Braisa three different parts of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa was Truma and Chulin fell in together. Each one is enough yeast, and we fell in together. The halacha is there that it's Machloikes. Oster and Rav Shimon holds Mater. Ramei holds Oster, Shimon Mater. Then we had the middle case, where it was nafal truma tchila. There, once it becomes asr, it becomes din truma, it's din truma, no matter what. Even if you add on afterwards bad tasting stuff, mosar, it's still asr. And the third case was where the chulim fell first, and then truma, that's also machlekes, that's pagim meikara. So the first and third cases are a little bit similar. We have to explain exactly what's the chiddush of that case. So, why are these three cases in the braisa? Bishlam bavi the sefer, kamas v'lon. But pagim yikar machlekes, like we just said, the chiddush is a pagim yikar is machlekes. Mitzias anami hishbiach v'seif pogum divrei kol asa. The middle case is also a chiddush that hishbiach v'seif pogum divrei kol asa. Ela reisha lomali, what do you need the reisha for? Why do you need the reisha? Hashda or mas seifa? The loyku mashbach chlal. Oser rabbanon. The Osri, Rabbanon, the Ramei holds Osir, even Ben Poigim Yikara, Reisha, the Kamashbech Mabai, in the Reisha where it's, at one point it is being Meshavach, so you have to tell me that it's Osir? So I'm Abai, a Pasha, Reisha, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds Ramei Mutta, Poigim Yikara. Is the Reisha called Poigim Yikara or not? So I'm Abai, a Reisha, Rav Shimon, Itzrich, Vachi Ka'amri, Le Rabbanon, Rav Shimon. Rabbanon says, Rav Shimon, Isazu, Ru'uya Lahach Mitzvishtei Shayis. It really would take the 10 ounces of yeast to make it into a dough. It takes 2 hours. Migar loves the tachmitz b'shachas. What made it turn into a good dough in 1 hour? Issa, the issa. And then 2 hours. Then after 2 hours, it turns bad, of course. But for the first hour, it was good. Rav Shimon. So what did Rav Shimon answer? So it's a good time. Rabban time Rav Shimon. How do you hold that this is mutter? Lemaisa, when they both fell in, for the first hour it was good, and not only that, after 1 hour it turned into good dough. After 2 hours, it worked even harder, made it into pogums. You should agree to this case. You, Rav Shimon, why are you arguing this case? So my answer on that, like this. So Rav Shimon says back, Rav Shimon, when they were speaking to both of them, and so what does that help? Say, we'll have to explain this, but right now, the Gemara is saying is that Rav Shimon only says, Shpiach v'seif pogum is a problem only if it's Mashpiach levadoi, only if it's Mashpiach by itself, but not if it has help from something else. Now, Be'etzem, there's a whole sugya of a zev zeh goyrim mutter or osur, which Tosha brings in and says, this is not the sugya. It's not a sugya of zev zeh goyrim, because each one has enough kedei lahachmitz, it's not called zev zeh goyrim. Each one has its own kayach, not called zev zeh goyrim. But there's a new shiloh over here. Rav Shimon says that if it's not Mashpiach by itself, it's not called Mashpiach Zeh Pogam. Now, why not? The Gemara asks, Rav Shimon, Litzdarev, Hetavis, Abadidodiv Litzer, why doesn't it Asil Maisa? At one point, it's Mashpiach Zeh Pogam. He's married in the case. So, what's the difference if there was a heter involved over here? So, Rav Shimon Tamei, the Omar, Filu Issa V'issa Namele Mitztarfi. Even Issa and Issa, not Mitztarf to Asa something. The Tanan, Ha'orlo Vaklai Kerem Mitztarfin. They can be mitzdarif to asur an item. Rabbi Shimon Oma ain't mitzdarif and it's not mitzdarif. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that if two isurim fall into a mixture, it's not mitzdarif. It's not mitzdarif to asur. You have to, even if in a case it has the exact same taste, it does not asur. The two isurim can asur, and they'll each fight each other. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. So here, when they both fell in together,
you need the taste change.
What? You could taste, even if taste change. Even if taste change.
Originally tasted like taste A, that was happy.
Right, now it's the.
Now comes two different
Isurim. Right, it's two Isurim. It has a taste of Isur, but it's not the same Isur. That's the Chiddush of Rav Shimon. That it has to be the same Isur. We don't pass like this, but this
so
is a.
What is it?
It's nothing. It's bottle. It's such a case. It's not. For example, here's a Shaila. Why here it's not bottle? Why? First, you have to really start like this. Why it's not bottle? You put Sa'ar in. Teretz is because it was Machmetzit. So it's called a Maimid. That's why it's not bottle. Here, it's not a Maimid. The Chulim was Maimid. Both of them are Maimid. But since they're both a Maimid, you don't look at together that they're both Maimid and therefore has different Chuma. You look at each one by itself. And each one by itself, the Chuma wasn't Maimid. The Chulim was Maimid. So therefore, they each have their own maimed, and therefore, the lochos will be bottled in such a case. It will be bottled in such a case, even though at one point it was mashpiach, but since it's together, so they're not metzdarf. That's the chiddush over here, that two is two are not metzdarf together to make that it's not bottled. Because together they call it maimid, so maimid is not bottled. Maimid means that it makes it into a dough. They're both together, but maimid, no, it's not called a maimid, because they're not metzdarf to each other. So you don't look at the iser by itself at all. You don't look at the iser as a maimid at all, because you have the other one that's a maimid, and therefore it's not metzdarf. That's what Shimon's chiddush. The only time it's called shpiach, it's levadoi mashpiach. But the only koyach I had to mashpiach was I did something else as well. Remember, in 2 hours, when they're both doing their full koyach, it's pogum. The problem was that shvach. That means together they are making it chaymet to the first hour. Zokav Shivan, that's not unkir, because I can't use something else for that. Even isv isv, this is isv hetav shona. So here, it never was machmetzit itself. That's the bottom line. It never was machmetzit itself.
So that's not called a shvach.
No, that goes because of the pogum, because it never became us at that point. At that point, it wasn't machmetzit itself. And that's what comes there. That's the Rav Shimon. That's the chiddush of the Reisha. That's the chiddush of the Reisha, that there, Rav Shimon, even there, Rav Shimon be matter. So you have three cases in the Brisa. You have a case that happened together, or it happened in Shpiach first. And the third case was that happened afterwards. That's machlokes of pogum miyikar. So the Maravaita, who achbar? Achbar pasha is a mouse. We'll see there's two types of achbaras. One's a mouse and one's a squirrel. But the who achbar? There was a mouse, the Nafal Chavita the Shikra, fell into a barrel of beer. So he came to Rav the Shaila, big Shaila, a whole big barrel of beer. It's a big loss. What do you do if the Achbar fell in? And I can ask you, just take the Achbar out. What's the problem? So Tosis asks his Kasha. There's small Tosis. Tosis asks Rahu. Tosis asks Kasha. Tema. That's Tsainim and Tsainim, Listery. If cold falls into cold, it doesn't make it awesome. You just take it right out. And for Tosis, just like the Mairi Shasha Sham Yoim Oyamayim. It's there for 24 hours. That's what happened. He had a mouse that's kavush in the chavus of shechra. Asrei Rav lahu shechra. Rav said it's also. We don't know why. We don't understand why. Because the chayr is nice time of kam. A mouse does not taste good in beer. It's not a good mix. So chayr, why did he ask it? So Amrum Rabbanan kamed Rav Sheshes. The Rabbanan said over Rav's psak in front of Rav Sheshes, and he said, "Name of nice time of kam also. Does he hold like a mayor? Nice time of kam is also." Amalu Rav Sheshes, no. Ba'amu Sovel Rav, no Yisdaf Kam Mutter. Betzim Yod, no Yisdaf Kam is Mutter. So what's the Pshat? Ba'al Chiddushu. Here, this whole Isser on a mouse is a Chiddush. Why? Da'amim is Ma'is, because it's really disgusting. Ubedili Inish Menei, people don't eat it really. Ba'afil Ha'chi Asher Achmana, it's still a Torah Asher it. Hilchach, no Yisdaf Kam Nam Yasser. Which means like this. The whole din of eating a Sheret is a Chiddush. Now the way Rashi learns is, the whole reason why it's a chiddush is because no one would eat it anyway. Why did Torah have to ask it? Who would eat a mouse? And since the Torah asked it, that's a chiddush alone. And the chiddush is that even though it's time of kam is aser, and therefore even falls to something else, it asks is my of kam because that is the chiddush of sharetz. Tosis doesn't like that chiddush. Tosis changed a little bit. Tosis says that the chiddush is even though it doesn't taste good. That's good for the chiddush. You know, it's pogum that it's aser is the chiddush. Rashi learns that's a chiddush because anyway, no one would eat it. Taisel is a little different. The chiddush is even though it's pogum, you're not allowed to eat a sheretz. You're not allowed to eat a sheretz or achbar. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says, Rav holds that by these type of things, which are chiddush by itself, they also aser their taruvis, even though it's pogum, because they themselves are pogum, and that's good for the chiddush that pogum is awesome.
Notice making a difference.
Huh?
If it was a case of basa b'chol,
yeah,
it's also ba'anah.
Right.
You'll tack on the isa v'isa anah now.
What do you mean, Issa'anah?
No, you're not
going to
eat it anyway, but can
right.
You sell it for something?
But
you're not eating this thing.
Right, yeah. So we're talking the Issa'anah Sheretz alone. The Basel Chalv is the mixture that makes the Issa. Here we're on the Sheretz alone without any mixtures, also. That's a Chiddush. The Chiddush Sheretz is that you say you wouldn't touch a Sheretz anyway. Why did Torah have to tell you you're not allowed to eat a frog? Like, who knows to eat it anyway? So that's the
there's no dinner of God.
Right.
Thing that you wouldn't eat anyway.
Well, anyway, that's what Rashi learns. Tosfos is a little different, but in the same type of art, that's a chiddush. So Freita Gemara Kasha, you tell me now by chiddushim they have different dinim because it's a chiddush. It's not gam. It doesn't taste good. It's also so it's an aster that the taruv is also. That's pshat and rav. That's a rav sheshes and pshat and rav. Only a bon rav sheshes. El miyata latami lach v'yavish. Then we know that the shmoneh shrotzim are matame. And the halacha is in the Mishnah, it's only a metame lach and not yavish. If it dries up, it's not tum anymore. It's learned from Sukkim, actually. Why are you learning Mishnah? We should say that since the whole thing is a chiddush, again, Rashi learns a shitasai, that since it's mos, and a person wouldn't touch it anyway, so why do you have to tell me you're not allowed to touch it and become tummy? So and since it's a chiddush, they're not allowed to touch it, it must be a filukushu yavish metame. So if you hold it, that since it's a chiddush, there's no dinim, so let him metame yavish also. So he says back to him, v'l'tameich. So what do Rabbanan want to prove? Rabbanan wants to prove from there that it must not be ma'as. It must not be ma'as. That's what I'm trying to say. So Rav Sheshet says, your svar is not good. I'll tell you why. Because shichva zera l'kuli alma is ma'as. L'tameich, shichva zera is a tami lach v'yavish. Alom ha'tanan, metame lach, yivim tami v'yavish. It's only metame when it's wet. When it's dry, it's not metame. So obviously, the guy with tumma is different. The ma'as l'chameim, it's exeris kosov. Shichva zera marachmana berui la'azriya. Hachinami by Shrotzim also it says v'chol asher yipal alav mehem b'maysam amrachmana ke'ein maysam when they die like when they die when they're fresh that's when it's metame. So the bottom line is Rav Sheshet sticks with his pshat and doesn't get slugged up. Rav Sheshet holds pshat and Rav is that noistin tam afgam is usually mutter. Here it's also because the whole iser of achbara is a chiddush because doesn't taste good. So since the whole iser is of begam, so ask other things begam also. And don't ask me from Tumah, because Tumah is there as a kosov, that there has to be Tamar Lach and not Yavish. It's nothing to do with anything else, not a Svara. Here we're saying a Svara, that since the whole thing doesn't taste good, so it makes sense. The last even doesn't taste good. So Mara has one with Kasha on Rav Sheshet, which will answer also, Maskalar of Shimim and Adoyi, or Mimos, is it not good? Achbar is not good? It's a delicacy by Shulch Malachim, they serve Achbar. And Rashi says, the masa means achbar shishiv ma'as. It means a mouse is ma'as. Achbar the dabra is a squirrel, balaz, which means a squirrel. A squirrel is taka a delicacy. That type of achbar is a delicacy. The Gemara is tiny, it's the same family, the mouse and the squirrel. I'm not sure how the learns today, but it's the same family, the mouse and the squirrel. The mouse, which is the house mouse, is disgusting. The squirrel is taka good. So Rav Sheshet sticks with his pshat. The story was with a mouse that fell in, and there Rav said it was usher. Shaz was pshat. Rav says, I'll tell you pshat, because it's a chiddush, a nice time of gam, since it doesn't taste good, it'll usher as well. That's pshat number one in Rav. And we'll see that Rav is not sure about this. I'm a Rav. Hilchos nice time of gam mutter. The loch is, the nice time of gam is mutter. I don't know the story. The Achbar Shukra, I don't know Pshat and Rav. Because Chayr is Nois Tam Fakam, I don't know Pshat. Even Mishum Miksava Nois Tam Fakam is Aser. Either he holds Nois Tam Fakam is Aser. But let's Hilchos Sukkah say, we don't pask like that. We paskin Nois Tam Fakam is Mutter. Or he holds, even Mishum Tikusava Nois Tam Fakam Mutter. He holds Nois Tam Fakam is Mutter. And here, the Achbar Shukra, Ashbuchim Ashbuch. And here he holds, here Rav held, that it tasted good. I guess we're not sure about this. We're not sure if it tastes good or not, and he held it tastes good. So Rav comes out, unlike Rav Sheshet's pshat, that I definitely don't like, and I have Rav's pshat, I'm not sure Rav's pshat. Either he holds his Tam Kam is Oster, and we argue on him, or he holds for some reason that here this Achbara tastes good, and that could be the pshat and Rav. So more shah like this. Aboilu, Nofel Legav Chala, Legoi Chala. If it falls into vinegar, till now we're talking the beer. Beer is the Gemara is not sure about it. Here also not be so sure. If this falls into beer, into vinegar, might. If a mouse falls into vinegar, what happens? There's a tzad that vinegar is very strong, and it won't be pogum because the vinegar is so strong, it'll just change the taste of the mouse and make it taste good. Omer Pilu Rav Ashi, I've over the beer of a kind of osir of kan. He held it was osir. I guess he held. The Gemara is saying that's a raya that he holds that tastes good in vinegar. Vinegar is a very strong type of liquid that could change the taste and make it taste good. Amalei, no, it's not true. The reason why I kind of asked it is, ahu imtute imirtit. There, it fell apart into pieces. And you're actually eating pieces of the mouse, which is a very important yesoid in Hilchos Bittul. Hilchos Bittul is only bottle if the thing dissolves and it's not here anymore. So then, you just have taste, and taste is totally in Bittul. If it's pogum, it's no good. If it's bottom of shishim, means you can't taste, it's no good. But if the thing is be'en, there's no heter of pogum, and there's no heter of bittel, because the thing is be'en. So here...
That's what we had yesterday, tam and
mam. No, right, tam and mam. Yeah, that's true, but here's the word, it's not the word bittel, yeah? That's beget malchus in it, not beget osir. And actually, Rashi, that's really good teretz if you're learning about Rashi. But Rashi answers different teretz. Let's see Rashi's teretz to Yokasha. Lechatichas dagas teretz, v'sheretz esuri beka'adosha ketumosai. Zok Rashi, it's not a kazayis. It's a adasha, that's a lentil. And it's very easy to have lentil this brass. That's how big the piece is. So therefore, Rashi says, that's also, they ask, what do you need that for? But Akaponim, he says, that the problem wasn't with the irritant. The guy Tosis asked, that used to, in those days, their honey was made out of bees, which today is the same way. And he said, there's always legs from the leg, if you ever saw a leg of a bee, it's very, very thin. It used to get caught in the honey. How are you allowed to eat it? Eating the pieces of legs. The effect Tosis. Yesh lo t'moya achshav, heichon oichlin t'vash t'vayrim, le ragnit t'vayrim uravim t'vash. They have a Tosis of a Chaddish that ragnit t'vayrim, since it's at Tzomis Ba'alma, it's mutter. You have to eat flesh. At Tzomis Ba'alma, nothing. And therefore, that Tosis answers that kash that way. So the Gemara Vaita, let's finish the Gemara to the Mishnah. Ravina Sova, le shu'uri b'meya v'chad. In a case where you had where achbar fell into beer or fell into chaimitz, where it's a shiloh of taste, so let's say we're going back on the case of Sheikhar with Rav Asad, what's the sheer bittel for that? So Ravina Sova, le shu'uri b'meya v'chad, that's a very strong taste, the mouse, and therefore we need 101. Amar le garam atruma, the tnan, truma ele b'chameya, it's not worse than truma, what truma needs 100 to 1. The Ravid, the Rishon of Yerei, speaks out that there's no Sheikhas to Chuma. Chuma needs 100 to 1 because of Chumra to Chuma. This has to do with taste. What does it do with anything? It says, the Ravid says only the Simon Ba'alma. It's only the Simon Ba'alma using the case of Chuma. But this Mandi Amma held that it has a very strong taste. They need 100. Really, Tosis really, besides the Ravid, Tosis really asked this cash already. In Tosis, he doesn't ask it so straight like the Ravid. Therefore, we spoke at the Ravid. But Amalei Rav Techiva Bar Gizla Ravina Dilma Ketavlin Shal Chuma. One thing is like Chuma, maybe it's like Tavlin Shal Chuma Bigdera Dami, which is even more than 100. Need to Vatel Le Bottle Tamayo. The Tam's not bottle even 100. Need more than that. So he's saying it's not true. It's a regular case of Shishim. Rav Achoy Shir Bechala Bechamishim. Rav Achoy said that if the Achbra falls into vinegar, 50 is enough. Rav Shmuel Breid Rav Ika Shir Beshichro Beshishim. Beer is a 60. What's the halacha? V'hilchasa, e-divid v'shisim. Everything's with 60. V'chein kol surim shebetayra. Like all surim shebetayra. Zag Rashi. V'chein kol isur shebetayra v'shisim. V'chein halacha revachas v'yisrael. The min v'she'ein aminoi v'shisim. Min v'she'ein aminoi is 60. Chutz mechametz. Zag Rashi. This is a steer to Rashi before. Av a min v'minoi. Makminim p'sachim hilchasa v'mashu karav. Rashi here says that every single item, min b'minoi, is also mashu. If you remember Rashi on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, there Rashi says that v'chol min b'minoi mashu, Rashi says, come on, b'skin, lav hilchasach, yal filo min b'minoi b'nois and tam, chutz b'tevel v'yayinesach. So there, it's a stira to this Rashi. The Rashi on Samach Vav is a stira to Rashi Samach Tess. Read the back already, Bavan is a question there. But Kapon will come out like this. All the students are of Bashishim, besides Mimimina is a Mashu. And Lamaisa, if a Achbar falls into the Sheikhar, maybe it's Nishtam Fakam. But since we're not sure, we're Machmer, we need 60 to connect it. And V'chem B'chol Sushu Torah, if it falls in, Mim Mashenim Minoi, you need 60 times the Issa in order to make it that it's Mutter.